Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
I'm Ikurok Poonflay,
level 4 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
My birth name is Caleb. The name I've adopted is Kaito Atata. I am the Warforged Barbarian level 4.
Tomo.
Tomo, I'm playing Steve Tehiman.
I'm a level 4 human ranger.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, half-elf hexblade warlock, also level 4.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
I brought this battered ruffian into the pub and sat him on a chair. And I also quickly got told that, like, this isn't the place to interrogate someone. And I carried him upstairs and I placed him in one of the spare rooms. And I spent some time interrogating him. And in the while, he gave a bit of information about the mayor and the associate.
Or he was called the administrator, wasn't he?
Administrator. Yeah, there you go. That they were behind or had involvement in the Knoll attack. And that's basically the most of the info that I got out of this individual. But also, I was kind of holding out, wanting someone else to show up, punching this guy and not knowing what to ask him, other than the basic, like, who brought the Knolls.
Right, right.
And so,
yeah.
Exactly. And I know, and if no one comes in, I don't know what else to ask this guy.
And what was that? What you did during that hour is, as you sort of remained mostly motionless, you did hold his hand and his fist in a vice-like grasp, and essentially every 10 minutes you broke a finger automatically.
Yeah.
And the stage is yours, but you guys at the moment are in 3 different places. Steve has almost made his way back to the front door of the White Chain.
Okay. Well, I guess Steve is kind of coming up to the trying to figure out if he's going to follow Dorophil and Gurm and see what they're going to get up to. I think I left with the idea that I don't want to split the party up. I'm going back to the White Chain or whatever we're going to call it once we reopen it.
4 guys and a feather.
Four guys and a feather. But I'm going to... I'm gonna have Stolas peel off and follow the 2 guys because I want to keep an eye on them.
Towards where are you sending your really quite charming owl familiar?
I want them to keep an eye on Dorophil and Gurm and see what they get up to.
To the east gate and back. And are you saying you're sort of you want Stolas to shadow Lieutenant Phil and Mickey? And also be your eyes and ears at their destination?
Yeah, I just want to see where they're going. Want to go back to the White Chain and join up with the other guys.
And yeah, it does seem like Mickey and Lieutenant Dorophil are heading on the outside of the walls, and they are now approximately halfway to the East Gate. Steve, it'll just take you like 5 or 6 minutes if you sprint to get to the White Chain.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back and let them know that I ran into Dorophil and Gurm.
Okay, do you do anything on your run back, or is this just head down?
No, I'm just going back.
Okay, it's still very quiet.
Oh, actually, if I'm going along the way, can I stop by the Wizard and Spear and see if I can.
Certainly. Yes. So, Steve, you stop quickly as you run past and you backpedal a little bit, and you're looking now in the big, large windows of the front of Wizard and Spear. Beleg and Rook, cut back to you guys as the whole place has been laid out before you, anticipating guests.
Beleg's been preparing his outfit for the mayor to come.
Wonderful. And I had a question, buddy. When you first came into the White Chain, you said you were the sort of humorous blonde dwarf who played second fiddle to Inspector Kaitoa.
Yeah.
When you came back the second time, you were blood-stained, nondescript human in a shiny breastplate. Is that right?
Well, right now I'm back to Beleg, I think.
Oh, wow. Beleg Degar?
For the purpose of meeting the mayor, I'm going to be Beleg.
Okay, so that means then that the White Chain staff don't really know who you are, but they've kind of kept track. You're definitely part of this group of four travelers, adventurers, and now it appears almost heroes of the Polb Plaza battle. Okay, I understand then. You are Beleg Degar, and Rook, as you, I guess, noticed that your friend is wearing his true face, what have you been doing?
I've been getting ready and taking a rest, freshening up for the mayor and the administrator, and coming and taking a rest, and then coming out of my room, seeing Beleg in his true form, which is kind of surprising to me because I haven't seen that in a while.
And I'm looking good too. I got like a nice long, like, you know, Oberyn from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I've got one of those jackets on, but bright red and gold trim.
Luscious V.
I'm looking good.
I'm gonna give Beleg the wink and the gun, and then kind of turn and start to make my way downstairs to make sure everything's in order.
All right. Fucking winking, gunning, Beleg. All right. So you have you've descended down, and Shorva has prepared to the best of her ability everything that's been asked for. The spread has been laid. The door has mostly been plugged, and you see Porco now packing up his woodworker's gear. He's retreating to the back. There's only a quarter of this place that's sort of been made for what you have requested, an audience with whom?
The administrator.
The mayor and the
administrator. As a quick point, I would also like to say that Beleg throws a white sheet over top of all the loot from the meat wagon.
I assume that would also have been brought in. During your hour there, guys, yeah, I assume like you've gotten your shit in gear. Okay, well, appropriately, we know that Kaitoa is up there finishing up, made a new friend.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, he's been breaking a finger just automatically. Is there anything left to do?
Would we not... Where's Crisblick in all this? I mean, my character doesn't really care, but is it Crisblick?
She's back at
you met her. She is healing to Steve. Steve is running along with Crisblick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're checking out the wares of the wizard and spear.
Yeah.
And they've just paused. But so just quickly, you guys, is there anything left that you guys have on your list? And are you still going ahead with this wait for Sergeant Sandrid to send you the administrator? Rook, you specifically asked to see him prior, and that you'd like the mayor to, you know, show up as well. And we'll see if that happens. But that is what you asked.
I do want to ask about the sword that I... tuck manhandled away. This is a long sword and it's ornate. Do I know or can I tell any sort of history about it?
Well, why don't you roll history, please, Rook?
History.
Okay. And Beleg, as you go down the stairs, you see Rook satisfied, I guess, with the preparations, and he's now inspecting the hilt of a sword.
Can I do investigation instead?
Certainly, that'll be a different answer, but certainly.
Well, I'll go history because I rolled a 16, so it's 16 plus 1, 17.
The fuck, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know this to be Bergen's blade. It belonged to the hero Bergen. after which the northern gate here, Bergen Gate in Polb, is named. This is a non-attuned item, so you can use its properties right away. It gives a +2 to charisma.
Oh, okay, sweet. So I'm gonna put that at my side, but make it visible on my outfit.
Okay, and yeah, the hilt and the scabbard are quite ornate, but just to remind you, this thing looks dull.
I'm kind of more interested in the status of it right now. I'll get it sharpened. I'll give it to Kaitola to sharpen for one of his menial tasks.
Produce a whetstone.
And then it's a +2 for charisma.
Bergen's Blade.
I got a few calluses I'm going to shave off with that sword.
Anybody else? What's up?
As far as Bellic knows, no. We're just waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, then we're going to cut back to you quickly, and then Kaitoa, we'll see what you do up in your room with your new friend.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I did ask that another person take over the door as kind of bouncer. Has that happened?
Yes, you had asked, and it has been done. The rather stout, rather short, actually looking, but clearly a half-orc, fellow has remained at the front door. The door is open and he's standing as a doorman would.
And is it, with the new door being fixed, is there a solid lock on it? Can it be locked up? And
no need to roll. These are two extremely large sets of double doors. You know, the inn doors, which Kaitoa crashed through, have just been repaired. The only thing that locks them is an actual, you know, a physical locking mechanism on the inside of the door. These are not, you know, barred doors. These are ornate, high-quality hotel tavern doors. So, I mean, if you're asking how sturdy they are...
Barricading them is not they're not going to be barricaded very well.
You'd have to reinforce them. I mean, if somebody was going to push them down, they're going to push them down. I mean, fuck, you've already seen it happen once.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were rotten by the worms. Yeah.
Fucking Rook with the... You are preparing for a fight. Okay.
I'm just preparing for all situations.
The boy... in the street, looking in the window shop. What are you doing?
Is there anyone in the shop currently, or is it...
The candle has been lit.
Yeah, I want to go in.
All right, you open the big door, swings open and clangs against the wall. There is no one at the, the demo room counter, as there was, you know, the first time in. You enter. All is as before, Steve.
Hello.
Leah appears from the back door, Steve, and she looks like she has a little bit of blood. She's tied her hair up in a bun, but she has actually got some blood around her neck. Looks at you and says,
"Hello, young man. I didn't expect you back so quickly, and certainly not alone. Where are your friends?"
"Oh, we're just we took over the White Chain. I was just wondering. I was in the neighborhood, and I saw you gave Bellig those gloves he was looking for. Can I get that breastplate?"
"Oh, I'm not sure. What do you mean you own the White Chain? I did believe there was a time and a place to deliver one of the goods, but you have proprietorship of this."
"Well, we're working on it. I think." "Well, I don't know. Rook's getting some cold cuts and ale, and I think we're gonna have a party. And Kaitoa has met a new friend. And I don't know. I'm just here. I was walking by, and that breastplate's super
cool. An opening
cool.
feast, a meeting with whom?"
"Oh, I don't know. Some guy in a brown cloak or something."
"Well, forgive my curiosity. It sounds like the administrator. Your interest is surely in your down payment. Have you come to fulfill full payment, young man? We put aside a lovely item for you, the burglar's breastplate."
"Well, I figured since since we did that big fight in the square and you came and you gave the gloves to Beleg, that it was assumed that he was going to pay eventually, and I just happened to be walking by, and I thought that maybe I could grab the breastplate, and you know, we got a pile of loot, so I think that's where that's all going eventually.
Loot?
Can I have the scabbard too?
Loot of what type?
I don't know, bits and pieces of things. We paid those guys with the wagon.
Armor?
Yeah, maybe.
Weapons?
Yeah.
I'm interested, young man. Why don't we do this? I will call to the back here, and she seems to reach towards the counter and finds, looks like empty space for what she's looking for. She's quite confused momentarily, but shakes it off, and then yells no idea into what that's the about. Back. Ma'am, do come. You hear footsteps, and the wizardly-looking folk in the blue cloak here stumbles out front with a breastplate. Steve, that indeed almost, you know, appears to blend in to the wizard's hand. It has some sort of property that gives it quite an obscure appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Leon, I like to get full payment before we give out the goods. This is the second time today. What's going on, I say?
They are good. I believe they're owners, new owners, of the White Chain, this young man says.
Well,
the wizard
is not
looking at you. Yes. He places the breastplate down, Steve.
Sweet. Yeah, we got a lot of loot. We got a lot of bunch of stuff. Just drop by sometime and have a chat with us, and I'm sure Beleg will help you out.
Well, after your feast with the mayor and the administrator, which sounds quite high end.
Yeah, we're having a party. I mean, interested. I can't say we can invite you just yet, but you know, come by sometime
interested.
And we'll show
I'm
you the name of the new place.
In your wares, if you do have items. Good Mem here may be able to identify them.
Mem is now pissed and grumbling into the back. He's gone, but Leah is quite excitedly tapping her fingers together. Yeah, you seem to have piqued her interest. Steve, you have your breastplate, and she is now well, roll perception real quick, Steve.
Oh, I'm really good at that now.
Yep.
That is a 24.
Okay. Although she's trying to hide it, she has clearly lost something important and small. And Steve, I assume now you're proceeding back to your new clubhouse?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm throwing the armor on as I go and putting the daggers and caltrops and all sorts of fancy, funny little things that I pull out from underneath my cloak.
All right. So you're donning this. Okay, Beleg and Rook.
E-Rook!
Yeah.
You hear a voice from the front. It sounds old and sort of thin and strained.
Hello in there?
And it's Sergeant Sandrid. Oh, Kaitoa.
What's going on?
You just heard from downstairs the voice of that sergeant fellow shouting, hello.
Did he react at all?
No, I think your friend Fingers would be too sort of out of it and in pain and still out of breath from answering your last question. You certainly, towering over this guy, you certainly heard that, yeah, somebody's announcing their arrival downstairs.
I believe I still have the gag with me. I shove the gag in his mouth.
You're gagging this fellow again?
Yeah, I think I got all the answers I know to ask, or to the questions I know. I'm gagging him and going back downstairs being like, I beat this man within an inch of his life. I got all the answers I need.
Yeah, you guys are now, like, you guys are now clearly seeing this Sergeant Sandrid, who has announced himself up at the front. And Kaitoa, you're up in the room alone with Fingers.
I believe I gagged him and came downstairs to see who's there. Because I want to know who can interrogate this guy further.
What's up, Kaitoa?
I kind of look at everyone in the room and see who makes eye contact of me coming down. Like, who notices me coming downstairs?
Roll off, Brando. Let's perception check this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a nat 20. I notice Kaitoa immediately.
Yeah.
You see him through the wall.
Yeah. Ooh. I recognize them lumbering footsteps.
I've got a 5 on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Your party members there, they've just done their, I guess, analysis of Kaitoa's entrance.
Yeah.
You probably noticed by Shorva, not the barmaids, not the two barmaids at the back, and a couple of, certainly Porco has noticed you. Yeah, he looks up as you come down the stairs. Yeah, you're making your way down the stairs, Kaitoa.
I look at Brayden and I'm like, give a head nod of like, come upstairs.
I'd love to come upstairs if I were in a D&D game, but there is no Brayden in this world.
Oh, sorry, I look at Bella. Yeah.
I come upstairs? Okay.
Yeah. I give him a nod like, you need to come up.
I look at Rook and be like, go answer the door, I guess.
And I'll look at them and kind of nod and proceed down the stairs and go to my half-orc brethren and kind of peer over him and say, what are you doing back here? I thought I asked you to bring the mayor and the administrator.
You're addressing Sandrid.
Yep.
Okay. And so what, you're standing beside this half-orc fellow at the door?
Yep. Just asking a question.
So as you look over Sergeant Sandrid's shoulder, and he bows low before you and says,
just as you asked, my lord, just as you asked, there they are rounding the corner.
You see a small procession. There's like a banner bearer and a small cart led by a couple horses. There is a brown-figured man, and there's clearly a person of some importance up top. He's got, you know, maybe a couple retainers and a half dozen guards, but they are arriving, and they are within your kind of 150-foot view as you peek out the front of your guy's new clubhouse, whatever the fuck you think you're doing.
So I'm going to flip Sandrid copper and say, good work.
Thank you, my lord. Thank you.
And I'm going to turn to the half-orc and say, when they arrive, announce them coming in, and I'm going to take up my seat at the head of the table here.
And, okay, so Rook, you're posting up at this table. Beleg, Kaitoa, you guys are dashing back up. And Steve, as you round the corner, you are literally rounding the corner in lockstep with the mayor's procession.
Hey, Kaitoa, what have you learned?
As I like wave you on, I see the procession coming in, and I just give you a nod and like pat you on, and I just say like, talk to him, and there's not enough time for me to really convey what I know, but I just need a second opinion of like, you go interrogate this guy, I'm gonna greet this procession. Like, this guy's already worked in. Yeah, go for it. Go talk to this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, good cop, bad cop, man. Come on, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good cop, bad cop. Yeah.
Yeah. Just your turn. Bad cop tells the good cop what's happening.
No, there's no time. Just tag out. Like, your turn. Your turn.
Yeah.
All right, it's a tag team situation. You guys, I guess, are crossing each other's path in the hallway, but wow, yeah, seriously.
What, Rob, what procession, like,
how many people are there? What is that?
Okay, so Steve, you
do they look
perfect.
loaded to bear for bear, or are we gonna? Are they just coming to have fun?
So you have a perfect view as you sidle up. It's a four-wheeled wagon drawn by two brown horses. The clearly mayor-ish or an aristocratic type-looking person in sort of blue clothes sits at the back. A brown-robed figure with nice raiment sits beside him. There's a half dozen guards of the same type that you saw the quartermaster commanding, but otherwise it does not seem like they're armed or here for anything other than a meeting.
I'm going be as stealthy is the right word, but I want to eavesdrop and see if they're talking.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to get within earshot, but you can roll a stealth check.
That is a 17.
Okay, you're able to sidle up in your urban poncho, and you overhear the mayor, and you catch a snippet of his conversation. He's asking the administrator a question, and you hear his voice just carry above the sound of the wooden wagon wheels. Do you think they have anything good to drink or eat? And other than that, Steve, you no. didn't catch much more. It sounded like they were talking about what food you guys might have.
Rob, as I'm going to post up, can I kind of turn to, I can't remember her name, but the girl or the woman who's been kind of doing all of the organizing everything?
Oh, the clipboard lady.
Yeah, clipboard lady.
Shorva.
Can I turn to her and say, our honored guests are arriving. Can you make sure the cooks and everything is in order? I'm going to take my place at the table.
Yes, certainly, my lord. Everything is prepared and the table set. We'll wait upon your guests as they arrive. Do give me a wink if you need something.
Will do. Good work.
My lord.
And she has now retreated back. It's really only you, Rook, at the moment, sitting alone in this huge establishment with essentially a skeleton crew who's produced a meager spread, but there is everything to host a small luncheon upstairs. What are you guys doing? Bellic, Kaitoa, as Kaitoa rushes past you by and says, no time.
Yeah, Bellic is seriously caught off guard right now.
I blew up this guy's hand. There's no time to talk. Deal with it.
Bellic walks in there and goes, hello there, buddy. Pleasure to meet you. And he reaches out and he grabs the hand with all the broken fingers and shakes it pretty firmly.
No more. No more.
And says my colleague was having a bit of difficulty telling me what you told him. Could you quickly repeat everything?
Your colleague is sadistic. I all I could tell him was all I knew. Find and deliver back to Iz anyone with a map and anyone with knowledge of the vessel.
What?
My hand! My hand! I'll never play guitar again!
What vessel are you talking about?
That's all we were told. We're simply at the behest of these bounty hunters that got us all. I mean, we're all just farmers from outside of Polb. With the crop failing last year, so many of us had to turn to criminality and brigandry. It's not my choice. Me and Randy joined up, Randy the bean farmer, but it's all ended so poorly. It's all ended so poorly. All I know is find the vessel and get back to Iz.
What's in Iz?
It's a town, the border town. A lot of trade.
What's there? What's there, buddy? What's your name, anyways? Fingers?
Me? Freddy.
Freddy. All right. And I,
I'm from around here. I've never been to... I've never been to his... Oh, my hand. Oh.
I calm down, and I take the healing gauntlets, and I heal him for three hit points. I just touch his hand and I use the gauntlet.
Oh, my hand feels... I might play an arpeggio again. Thank you. I didn't want to kill anybody in the plaza today. I don't want to die. Don't let that construct near me again. He was sleeping, but he broke my fingers.
So everything you know, find the vessel. Return maps to Iz about the vessel.
Oh, and the mayor and the administrator are fucking corrupt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How corrupt are they?
As corrupt as they can be. It's not a coincidence that the quartermaster always saves the day.
Yeah, he didn't do any saving. No, I'm wearing a nice outfit right now. I don't wipe it off.
Yeah, so he's still bound and in the corner here, just a mess, Beleg. And I guess you're standing back from him. He's not looking good, but you've actually healed him for a significant amount of D-hand damage. He still bears grievous wounds from the battle. He does not have an Achilles heel, Steve. Your healing gauntlets have had no effect on these major losses of bodily chunks. All right. Oh, what's next, guys?
Oh, I thank him. And I heal him for one more healing gauntlet. Another three. I say, you'll probably make it out of this. But we're going to keep you around a little bit longer. And I walk out and I close the door. I good copped.
And you seem to have, you seem to now have extracted the same information that Kaitoa could have given you in the hallway.
That was kind of the plan.
As now the wagon is pulling up in front of the large doors of the White Chain. Steve, you've sort of shadowed this thing, and you're able to either, I mean, it's up to you. I would say with your stealth roll, you are either able to sidle in with them, ahead of them, or after them. But they are dismounting.
I'm going to basically come in with them as if I was part of their party.
Okay, so you will slip in at the same time as they dismount it looks like Porco there has gone out and led their horses, to the horse stand, and he's lashed them up along a rail there. So the three of you are down there. Steve, you're coming in. Rook, you're seated. Kaitoa, where are you? And then Beleg, you have now closed the door to room intimidation torture.
Yeah, it says that on the room, actually.
That's the theme.
Beleg's gonna walk down and sidle up next to Rook and whisper that the mayor and the administrator are corrupt into his ear. And sorry, where's Steve again?
As the three of you see first Sergeant Sandrid, there move aside from the doors. You see three guards come in, and then this mayorly figure, who can only be the mayor, who you've heard spoken about, flanked on his right by a man in a brown robe or brown cloak. And just as the final three guards come in behind them, Beleg, yeah, man, roll perception.
Oh, that's not a good one. But that's classic Beleg. That's a seven.
Okay. Rook, can you roll perception?
Yeah. That's a 20.
Okay, nice. You notice your bro, Steve, in the urban poncho, just slip in right after the mayor and the administrator have entered in. And they now stand beneath the large chandelier, which is, just like the namesake of this establishment, it's fashioned like a huge, welded, solid chain chandelier. All is quiet, and Shorva from the left is slowly walking up as your, what did you call them, Rook? Your honored guests have arrived at your beckoning.
Yeah. Can I, I'm going to kind of nod my head that I've acknowledged what Beleg's told me and look at Shorva and kind of give her a slight hand to kind of just stop where she is. And I'm going to address the administrator and mayor and say, come, sit, have a drink with us.
We will, and welcome, strangers to Bulb. And it's the mayor speaking, and he rushes to a chair, sits down, and he picks up some silverware immediately and looks around. Brooke, he looks at you and says, introductions are in order. Introductions always. I'm Mayor Gently, Aloysius Gently, my administrator, Nafri. Come, Nafri, have a seat. You are?
I'm Ekaru. Some people call me Ruck, but that is it.
Indeed, you have a noble air about you. And your friends here I see in the background.
Hey.
I hear we owe you a debt.
Yes.
Hello.
And I think that debt we would like to be paid with this fine establishment here and be the new owners of it.
Very well indeed. It would appear we owe these travelers a great debt.
Yeah.
Sit one and all. Although you've invited us to your, shall we say, building, it is the mayor and I who are obliged to enter into a conversation with you, regardless of the locale. Surely there is much we can discuss and deal with. Shall we, over wine and the beer that you've provided? Fine things indeed. Yes, let's eat.
And the administrator as well grabs some silverware.
Yes, we will have many things to discuss over wine, ale, and food that we have brought here to have over our conversation. My friends here will join us. There are quite a few things that we would like to discuss with you in regards to your town, but we would start off by looking to become the new owners of this establishment as kind of the start of the debt of what you owe us for what we have done for your town so far.
Beleg beckons over Shorva to pour wine for everybody.
Rook, as you conclude your declaration there, quite measured, my friend. Beleg, you snap your fingers, and in a flash, a couple of these servers are now laying out the modest but quite ample offerings you guys have put together, and everybody now has been served drink and food. The administrator looks to you, Rook, and says,
you equate then bloodshed with ownership and titleship of this place, the White Chain?
I do, when it comes to a town that is not completely honest and the people that run it aren't the most as well.
Ah, I see, Mayor. Mayor, lend me your ear a moment.
And the mayor shifts over in his seat to Nafri here, and Nafri says loud enough for everybody to hear.
Grant them ownership of the White Chain. These heroes indeed deserve our thanks.
And the mayor does seem to have a ceremonial scepter of some type, although he has consumed a lot of beer and food in the introductory and pleasantry phase of your hosting, and he's beginning to turn a little sideways in his seat and slump over a bit, but Nafri does elbow him in the ribs.
Oh, what a wavy wave! The scepter, my love, ceremonial proclamations, new owners, you say? Make it so.
And he waves the scepter over the owner's deed, the ownership paperwork.
Well, I say it is proclaimed. New ownership has been found. I'm Mayor Gently. Wavy wave the scepter. Is there any more wine?
Yes.
Yes? More wine? More everything!
And the mayor is fast getting hammered. A little day drunk.
Excellent! Thank you, Mayor, for your ceremonial scepter waving.
My pleasure, Nafri.
This establishment needs proper management now. The former owner, one who went by the name of Bartio, left only chaos and grief after the strange red haze incident not 2 months ago. It is time to move on. And what name or names shall I put on the deed here? You, Half-Orc?
Yes, sir.
And you, with the elvish look and fine raiment in the red and gold coat?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Excellent. I will leave you with a second copy of the signed deed here.
Huzzah!
On with the next order of business. Compensation for services already rendered and for future tasks in service of the city of Polb. 1,000 gold pieces. Here is half right now in this small chest for you. On the condition that you are willing to continue to protect the city and its people as you did today in the plaza against the enemies of Polb?
Sure. That works.
Gold first.
By all means, gold first. The 500 down payment here and 500 to come is not all I have to offer.
Oh?
I say, Nafri, this battle you speak of earlier today, new heroes are great and all. I love the choppy chop, but I hear there were creepy, strange green things scurrying about, and also furry monsters. Where? What's it about? Where?
There were gnolls. I saw them.
What did you say? No, so why is the barber away?
Mayor, let's bustle you out of here as quick as a jiffy. No need to hear about these frightening fairy tales and rumors. Yes, there you go. Off you go. Take guards with you on the cart. I will follow. Goodbye, Mayor.
And Nafri has, you know, used about half of the mayor's, retinue of guards here to bustle him right out the front door.
Good.
Excellent. It is better this way that we are not interrupted by the boorish ramblings of the drunken mayor. A fine as a mayor as he is, I wish not to trouble him with troubling things. I see that you are proficient at procuring blades.
And he looks at you, Rook, and the shiny hilt of Bergen's blade that you display.
And adept in battle.
And here he looks to the party at large, but in particular, the living construct.
Kaitoa's just whetstoning his axe.
Kaitoa quietly whetstoning his great axe on the stairs.
But for the mission I am about to ask you to undertake, you will need more and mightier weapons.
Perfect.
The mission that I put forth to you is this. Ride to Iz. Ride on Iz. And discover the nature of who is rallying the gnolls. Oldfoot, they say, commands them, but we not know who he is. They are keeping us starving here in Polb. The merchants of Iz control the flow of trade and food eastwards and from the Steward Kingdoms to the north. Every day, hundreds of hungry travelers seek to enter Polb for shelter and sustenance after last year's failed harvest, an unforgiving winter. Cellars and storerooms are sparse, if not bare, of food and drink. Will you take this mighty duty upon yourselves? You do not need to decide immediately. Consider it.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I will go to the Wizard Mem's shop, the Wizard and Spear, and open a 500 gold piece spending account for the party and one free item for each of you.
Sweet.
I like it.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yes. Excellent. I go now to finish the visits of my day. Off to the Wizard Mem's to secure some pre-qualified purchases for you, and then to see the quartermaster at his barracks. Farewell, heroes of Polb. I will see you tomorrow. Consider my offer. In addition to protecting the city, ride on Iz, the merchant city of Iz, and determine the nature of their leadership and leverage over our fine city.
Yeah.
I will return.
Yeah.
Farewell. Guards.
And Nafri and the six other remaining guards of the mayor's retinue are now leaving the front door, and they have left.
That was good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Your staff, they look hungry, guys. Ooh, these people who've been feeding you cheese and beer.
Eat the rest of everything.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Milo.
Thank you very much.
Good here.
And all of these, you know, seven or so, you see, you know, Shorva and this woodworker, this fellow, Porco, and you see the half-orc who stood at the door for a while, and the couple of servers who came in for this, they're just devouring what you've given them, and Shorva looks at you, Party, and says,
"To whom shall I give the brass owner's key, Borkadu?"
You can give that key to me. I'll take that.
Where we're going,
we don't need keys.
And what are you doing now, Party? The meeting has concluded, and your honored guests have departed.
Mickey and old Dorophil probably to join us in this whole situation and get their take.
Yeah, what's Stolas' vision looking like? How are they?
The Stolas eyes now see above the eastern gate Dorophil and Mickey arrive on the scene. There are bodies and signs of battle and bloodshed, just as a huge contingent of what looks like, the quartermaster's men, all arrayed in the garb of the city, start marching down from the north. And although there is really nothing left for them to do other than chase these fleeing gnolls through alleyways and streets, I mean, they are routing the gnolls towards the east. Yeah, Dorophil and Mickey simply stop their advance, and now Stolas is perched above them.
Sweet.
Yeah, I let everyone know that they're
that everything's being taken care of.
Steve wants to check out the his new room.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go for a long rest. Suite.
Yeah, okay, so we got everybody now marching upstairs. Somebody took this, what was it, a brass key up to the third level. And yeah, there is the last turn at the end of the corridor. We left Freddy there in the room. And he's, let's see. I'm just going to roll some. All right, there's no sound coming from that room. So yeah, you guys see the stairway up to the third floor.
Oh shit, I would like to go check in on Freddy.
You open the door and he is passed out.
Slap him on the face.
You wind up and roll a d4.
Two.
Oh, you again, the one who healed me. Oh,
well. How you doing, Freddy?
Not good.
Okay. Can you stand? No, of course you can't. You have no Achilles.
Okay.
Oh, no. No standing here. Though that's an important component to my leg.
Well, hop over my shoulder here.
Where are we going?
I'm going to get you a snack.
What sick torture is next?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, God, there's the construct.
And he catches a look of Yu Kaitoa, I guess, out in the hallway. He's petrified.
Don't worry. See this situation and not really take much note and just kind of continue on up to the third floor.
I'm just going to carry him past Kaitoa, assuming that Kaitoa's not going to do anything.
Nope, I'm just going to sit there and ignore him.
Hey, do you know anything about Nafri?
Nafri? The boss, as I said, the corrupt administrator,
Well, when you were having a nap, we had him over for lunch.
Oh.
And he gave us the deed to this establishment.
I don't want to know anymore. You're going to kill me.
And he shuts his eyes and he puts his hands over his ears and starts sort of like singing to himself, maybe like a childish lullaby and rocking back and forth.
Well, I carry him down to the table, throw him one of the chairs, and put a sausage in his hand. No, in his mouth.
Oh, like down on the restaurant in level with the staff?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice of you. Okay, so back to the world of the living, Fingerless Freddy is. And yeah, man, you cram that sausage there in his face. The staff is going to... Oh, they're going to react with not too much surprise. They've gotten to know you guys. Nothing is surprising at this point. Is anybody leaving? Is anybody staying with this guy?
I am.
Okay, and he's still hogtied. You've just thrown him down there.
Yeah, put him down here. I look at the staff and I say, hey, don't worry. He's one of us now.
So the rest of you, are you up at the stairwell to the third floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to turn to Kaitoa too and ask him to sharpen my new longsword that I've cherished so much. Can you sharpen this for me? It seems like it hasn't been used in a long time.
I whetstone polish this in the time I have.
Just with Freddy, I, you know, tell the servers like he's no threat. Make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Eat your sausage, Freddy, and when we come back downstairs, I want to know everything you know about Nafri.
Eat your sausage.
I think we could be friends, Freddy. You could be our man on the inside.
I'm not sure if he's... maybe he's seeing your lips move. Yeah.
Steve is, like I said, interested in the room. In the owner's room, so to speak. I want to go check it out. I want to see what's up there.
Okay, so you're going up there with Krizblick. Your owl there is still keeping watch. Sort of on the east gate. And it seems like the route has been completed. You see a couple of these gnolls. Now they're actually dashing eastwards. A couple of them, Steve, as you check in with Stolas, are actually mounted. They seem to have some steeds This is unusual. Noel riding a horse, and they are taking off along the eastern road.
Wonderful.
I'm not too interested. I'm more interested in just taking a long rest after our battles.
Yeah, as long as the employees know not to let Freddy leave or die, as in, like, don't let him die either. Belleg wants to go take a long rest as well.
We're not a hospital. What do you mean, don't let him die?
Well, fuck. If he dies, he dies.
Very well. That's more like it.
Yeah, the staff are totally nonchalant, and the afternoon has worn on. Although you've shown great hospitality, this short-notice crew that you summoned senses that their work is over. A couple of them look a little stumbly. They do not look like they imbibe much high-quality wine too often. And they stumble off very, very pleased. So as this procession leaves, you see the couple barmaids and this half-orc. They're making their way to leave, about six of them. And then Porco and Shorva remain.
Oh, well, it's time for a sleep.
Yeah, nice.
I want to check out the... what I assume is Bartio's old room. Bartio.
Yeah, right. So, as you guys get up and push the key into the lock, Rook, it was you with the key. You open up into, a sort of low-ceilinged third level. It's like this place is not really supposed to be an in-code level, but it's quite decked out. It's just that if you were over about, 8 or 9 feet tall, this wouldn't be very accommodating. Unlike the rest of the White Chain that has nice big soaring ceilings, this place has all of the 45-degree angle roof parts separated into about 6 or 7 different areas. And as you'd expect, guys, it has a sort of treasure lockdown room. I mean, this place clearly has a safe room.
Yay! Let's look in it.
As you approach the safe room, there's no door to the safe room. You can actually just sort of, peer around the corner. And this thing is wide open. It is sort of a rounded, square-shaped door of maybe thick pig iron, maybe of ancient, even dwarvish make, imposing. And it has swung open. It's almost featureless. You do not see any sort of lock or chain or anything that indicates how this thing even functions as a door. A safe door.
Can I do a perception check on this door?
Okay. Perception.
An 8 plus 3. 11.
Okay, you definitely would see into the back of this safe, and it is fairly deep. Maybe 10 feet deep into here. It's dark. The door itself, again, Kaito, it has almost no defining features. I mean, you do notice that, should it be closed, if you were to simply close it, it would close as snug as a cork in a bottle. I mean, this thing would definitely snap too, but oh man, if you did, there would be no handle. This thing would just be like flush against the wall, and that's certainly what you would see.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's a button somewhere.
Yeah.
I think Kaitoa should walk in there.
Yeah, the one who doesn't have to breathe or eat. Yeah.
Doesn't have to breathe or eat, and he's immune to poison? Fuck yeah.
All right. Do you want me to go in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does everyone else feel about this?
Well, I'm going for a rest. I'm kind of not really into what's going on with you guys right now.
All right. I'm going to go in. I'm going to follow Belleg in. Actually, I'm just going to start like slowly walking in.
Yeah, the way I see Steve is he's like super excited to like check out he's just going from room to room and seeing if there's anything that he can find.
Each room, unlike the rest, the hotel level where it's clean and spick and span and rooms that people lease out on a per night basis, Yeah, these places seem more like little, they contain little memories of maybe the people who've once stayed here, and each room has a window that looks out, you know, above most of the square. But here it is kind of dusty, unlike below that hasn't seen action in just 7 or 8 weeks. Up here it is dusty and kind of abandoned looking, except for one room adjacent to the safe room, and this looks like a proper desk, even with an ink bottle not too recently used last. And Kaitoa and Beleg, you're at the safe room. Rook, you're like, show me somewhere I can slump to, you guys, I feel like you guys are also trying to line up a long rest and a level 5.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
There's definitely got to be a long rest before we do anything else. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of acknowledge that they're doing their thing, and I'm finding one of the rooms that I'm putting my stuff down there, like my null bow and all that kind of stuff beside the bed. And I'm tucking myself in for a long rest here.
Sweet, we get first pick of anything that's in here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Kaitoa, you're going in, or Beleg, you're telling him to go in? Remind me.
But I did say you should go in.
Yeah, and then I went in. Yeah.
Okay.
I was told to, and I went in.
It is just dust bunnies in here. There is nothing except for a small ceramic half moon mask. If you put on this mask, you are wearing a full mask. It shows a half moon.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kaitoa, that's everything that's in this room. There are definitely kind of, you know, like spaces of less dust. You can tell there were things in here, probably chests, probably a large chest or two. They have been long removed.
I imagine I can wave in the party, like...
I'm standing in the doorway. Yeah. If you look fine, walk in there, then I walk in there.
Yeah, too. I believe I've walked in and haven't met any danger. This is what I see. I wave you in.
Well, Jiminy Cricket. I'm going to make a quick Arcana check on it.
Arcana.
I minus one on Arcana, so I was like, I'm not even going to roll.
Oh, I am also minus one on Arcana, but yeah. I rolled an 18, so an 18 minus one, 17.
You would immediately associate this with astronomical-based faith or religion or prophecy. It's nothing you can place, nothing you've ever read about, no scroll or story or poem or song, but you clearly know this has something to do with the moon, the duality of these two moons, you know, that dominate a lot of just commoners' understanding. I mean, they're some of the main bodies in the sky. It's not an item that bears any sort of actual memory to you.
It's not the same as the blue armor guy that we saw in episode one.
It bears a resemblance.
Sweet. I pick it up.
Can you make a constitution saving throw?
Yeah. I'm going to use an inspiration.
Oh, shit.
That's an 8 plus 2, so a 10.
Oh, fuck. What was your first roll?
A 6 plus 2.
So, I think that you feel an immediate desire to put this mask on. It's not overwhelming, but it's enticing.
I drop it immediately.
It clatters on the floor. It doesn't seem to... Yeah, it's not... It doesn't chip in any way.
No.
And the feeling passes. Kaitoa, you would probably have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's got some weird juju, man.
You should get the Arcana Master there, Rook, in there, but he's already, like, fucking... He's like, oh, man, I'm taking my shit off, kicking my boots off. You guys are exploring mysteries.
They've got raging flus right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't like that. I'm gonna wait for Rook to wake up. Come and check this shit out.
So, what do you guys? Do you guys want to kick that long rest?
Yeah,
I'm repairing myself right now, and also like honing that blade a little more.
Beautiful. Steve, is there anything you and the Badger are doing as you guys essentially in the mid-afternoon here are retiring and cloistering yourselves up in the top level here?
It's been a hell of a day. between the fights on the docks and in running around and nearly getting knocked out in the wizard and spear and then fighting a whole bunch of dudes and then now we own a bar. Like, that's a long, long fucking day.
Yeah.
I think Steve is gonna find like a good spot that he can call his own in this place and then
well, yeah, as you guys feel I guess somewhat rewarded by the heavy sack of gold that is now the party's, and the proprietorship of this place, and you're now up on the, perched here up on the third floor here. Are you guys going to set a watch? Are you going to stagger your long rests? I don't mean to be too technical, but I need to know.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I need 4 hours to.
Oh, okay. Then it only takes you 8 because you can sub in twice. Okay, so nice. With Kaitoa in the party, you guys are able to do your long rest in 8 hours. You level up to level 5. All of your new skills, all of your hit points are going to be up at the top, and you'll be. So what is that? 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock? Lunch with the administrator and
4 o'clock, Rock.
4 o'clock. Hey, oh shit! So it's gonna be like what? Yeah, it'll be midnight.
I think so.
But after 4, I'm able to be fully rested.
You're gonna
rested.
Be on watch.
Yeah, I need 4 hours in which I can still do a menial task.
Oh, you can still do light activity.
I can find a way to hone this blade.
Sweet. Yeah. So yes, so you guys We're are going active. To be up and at 'em at the stroke of midnight.
Sweet.
And that, guys, is where we'll leave you tonight.
Robin, how am I with Rook's blade as far as the sharp?
All it needs is probably half an hour with a skilled hand to bring it into fighting sharpness.
Yep. So I'm able to sharpen this blade?
Aye, you are.
Yeah. Sweet.
So yeah, as it comes out of the scabbard, it's nasty. It's underserviced, underutilized, but immediately, Kaitoa, can you roll, your choice of, say, perception, investigation, insight, one of those three.
Perception.
All right, perception.
18 plus 3.
All right.
21. Yeah.
So this is made of a high, high quality. This is some alloyed blade. So in your estimation, although it's maybe not imbued with something magical, It is a rare type of metal alloy. And yeah, it's in fighting shape now. Time for more nappy naps?
Badger and
bosses. Whoops.